everyone's expecting. If you know them well, you know. Do as I say, not as I do. Welcome, friends, you know. Unity in all that we do. It isn't what you know. Just do as you're expect.
Operation Encore is a 501c nonprofit. They are out there helping veterans become musicians and turning them into rock stars every day. So I'd like for you guys to go to their social media, their Facebook pages, their website, operationencore.org. Click that little donate button. Follow their social medias. Give them a hand because they have sponsored the show and have done amazing things for us. And I'm watching all the amazing things that they do for the veterans every single day in a very competitive industry. So I want to welcome everybody to Spirits and Stories. This is your host, Donald Dunn. Today, we have got a special guest. We're going to highlight how tough this industry is today with our guest. Her name is Kelda Williams. She is a multi-talented hip-hop artist, actress, TV host, fashion designer, and entrepreneur. I can tell you the one thing she doesn't do is sleep. With her unique blend of creativity and business acumen, she has made a name for herself across various industries. Kelda Music has taken her across the globe, touring in Tokyo, Switzerland, and the Caribbean. Man, she went to a lot more better places than the Army sent me, that's for sure. Her performances have left a lasting impact on the event, the community, and her fans. I would like to introduce... She's gone. I think we lost her. So, all right. Hey, she's back. All right. I'd like to welcome Miss Kelda. How you doing?
Hey, Donald. I'm good. How are you?
I am doing amazing. So why don't you give everybody a little bit of back history? Where did this fascinating career start? Because, man, you are busy.
Yes, and I love being busy. So I started doing this when I was a kid, around 5 years old or so. I had a talent agent. I was going on auditions, meet and greets. I was, doing photo shoots, getting comp cards, headshots. And oh my God, I was a beautiful little diamond. And so it was so funny. It was my mom who actually, it was her idea to do this, you know, because she was just, oh, you're so cute and, you know, you have an outgoing personality and a lot of energy. And I'm just like, yeah, but I don't know if I want to do this and I don't know if this is for me. You know, right. Like we're talking about getting in front of a lot of people and, you know, you're just this five-year-old child. You know, the largest crowd you've ever been in front of is, you know, your classroom, you know. But when you're going on a go-see or auditioning for everyone, there's the whole room is packed. You know, and it's all yep. eyes on you. This is about you. So from there, I caught the bug and I kept acting, modeling, and then eventually started doing music in my teens and officially started releasing music in my later teens, between 18, 19 years old. And that's when I started releasing albums. I started performing, touring. It all started when I was a child.
That is awesome. You know, I know, you know, historically there's kind of been a mixed feeling about that younger age being pushed into the attention, the spotlight, you know, while they're still growing. And I think really it's kind of like what your mom said. I think that's really depending on the person, you know. It seemed like it was a positive experience for you. It seemed like, you know, she was right. You're outgoing and I can vouch, you've got an amazing voice. So Your mom's seen a lot of potential, unlike a lot of moms out there who are just biased and they're like, oh yeah, you can do anything. I just hope he gets dressed in the morning.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And hope there's a deposit coming too.
Absolutely.
Okay. You're seeing dollar signs.
Yep. No, but I think that is so cool. You know, so I know you were multi-talented. I know you've done some movies, you've got your own TV show, you've got your music career. If the Lord came down and said, hey, you've got too many talents, you can only do one the rest of your life, where would you want your career to go?
I'd like to continue to do music because doing, you know, performing music, recording music, it's your free platform. You know, when it comes to showbiz, they do a lot of typecasting, and it's all about if you fit the role, and it's all about if you can really portray that role. You know, there's limits to that. Whereas being an artist, you have the freedom of writing, making any kind of music, producing it, arranging it however you want, releasing it however you want. You have your own fan base. You know, you don't really have to prove to anyone who you are. People will like you because you are you. You know what I mean? So it's just, it's more of a creative open platform for me to do music.
You know, I would agree with you. I think music is one of the largest ways to touch the soul of your fans. Yes, there is some movies out there that give people chills and they can relate and they feel amazing after they watch it, but I don't think that's as common as music. And not to mention, you get that one-on-one when you're live performing, man, you are right there in front of the people that have gave up their money, their time and everything to come and see you. There's no more value than that. I mean, you know, especially with the streaming world now with movies, you can stream a show and watch it in the comfort of your own home. And music, on the other hand, you have to put a little bit of work and effort into it on the fan side of it. And I think it means a little bit more.
Sure.
So I think I would agree with you. I would be in that same category. However, I think everybody would like that, at least that one experience that you got. So let's talk a little bit about the acting side. Let's say you're on a set. What is the average day like when you are filming?
Oh boy. Okay, so say if you're a day player, if you're an extra, you're spending hours and hours on the set. So now imagine if you are like a co-star or the star of the film, you're not sleeping. You know, you could take a few breaks, but you're not sleeping. So a typical day for me, when I was on the set of First Date, which is streaming on Hulu now, I had a small role. But I remember it took about 5 hours just to film those few lines that I had. And then when we went to Jackson to do the hotel scene, which again, the actor and my co-star, you know, we only had a few lines, but that took about 6 hours. They have to set up, they have to get the right shots. Remember, this is film, you know. This is not like a play where whatever you do goes. This is a film. So they're very, very precise and particular. So if there's just, you know, one minor thing they don't like, cut, do it again. Okay, do it like this. Now do it like that. Okay. Makeup. Okay, you have a little smudge of blush right here. It's cut, like every 10 seconds, and you got to do it over and over and over again. And and that's where actors do get a bit tired, you know, because you're literally just sitting there or wherever you are, and you're doing the same thing over and over and over again. You want to get ready. You want to go to the next scene. And finally, when you do go to the next scene, say if it's a longer scene, that could take up to 3 hours to film just that little piece. So for me, a day in acting, it's just you're on the set. It's cut, action, cut. Okay, break, lunch, you know. And sometimes I don't even want to go to lunch. I was like, no, I want to get this over with. I'm not hungry.
Yeah.
Let's just finish filming, you know. Yeah.
I can imagine too, you know, by the end of it, you're frustrated, but you've got to hide the frustrations because, you know, just like you said, it's film, and the director's kind of got a thought in his mind at the direction and what he wants to see and how he plays it out. So it's not just acting. You're also trying to match what he's envisioning. And I think that makes it really tough as well.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why they hold casting calls. And, you know, a typical casting call could have, you know, 100 to 1,000 people auditioning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's all about just sorting out who brings the best life in this character.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man, it would be tough. You know, I would be more like that guy on the Liberty commercial. I'd be like stuttering and ee-boo-bee-boo and
Talk. That was a smart commercial, by the way. I like that commercial.
Yeah, I mean, I should have, you know, I could have been natural because that's how I would have naturally talked. So,
yeah.
But no, you know, my hat's off to you because, man, it is just to get, you know, an audition is tough. Mm-hmm. And then you got to get through the audition
to even get it.
Yeah, I mean, and it's so competitive. I can just imagine when you go, you know, the lines. Let's you know, take the other side of this. You know, let's show the competency. Mm-hmm. Let's look at one thing. The old days of American Idol, right? When they just allowed everybody to show up. I mean, they were literally, they had more people there auditioning than what would show up for a major sporting event, like a baseball game or a football game.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
You know, and that's why they've changed it, because it just grew so much. But that just tells you how many people have that dream, you know, and then probably half of those people are actually legitimately gigging and trying, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but we're still talking at any given time, probably 10,000 people that are actively pursuing a career. And to be that one is, I mean, when you think you're off and you think that these stars are chilling, that's when they're sharpening their craft, working on new stuff and trying to stay relevant. And that is a full-time gig right there.
It is. And really, you know, thank God for social media, because now it's creating other opportunities for artists. Like you're not really actively doing music, okay, you could be an influencer. You can, you know, represent a brand, sell merchandise. You can do skits. I saw recently, I saw a breakdown that a music executive released saying, you know, we're looking for the next TikTok star. And it's going to be a film series of, what was it like a action film. And, you know, they're going to cut it up, you know, up to like 5 minutes or whatever, post each scene on TikTok. And the label, in the description, the label said, this could help leverage or, you know, launch your music career through us as well. We're looking to make a TikTok star and turn them into a recording artist, or, you know what I mean? If they're already recording artists, this is, you know,
another
good start.
Another step up.
So,
yeah,
exactly. So there's just so many things that you can do now because of social media, from, yes, even podcasting, you know. And during COVID, there were so many platforms that came out where artists could perform live, and you have essential workers watching on their phones, looking at you perform, you know, and you're performing for people all around the world, just, you know, in your own home. So, it's pretty difficult, but if you really want this badly, you can create opportunities yourself through social media for sure.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, that's something that a lot of people don't understand. You know, everybody talks about the negative of social media, but what used to take a team of probably 10 people to just be public relations for Stars now gives people of one and two that same reach, you know, because of social media. Before it was, you know, talking to news agencies to make sure they're the right fit for your the artists that they're promoting and everything else and trying to get articles. You know, there was a whole team. I mean, there still is. Don't get me wrong. There's still, but that team is reduced now. Now it's five or six people on the team versus how many used to have to be on it, because it was all pick up the phone and call so and so to try to get a connection with the next person. And man, it was brutal. And now you've got
right now you can do it yourself.
You know, I mean, I'm a one man show myself. You know, I run my our Roku channel, I run the radio station, I run this podcast. You know, I got one other guy that runs another program, and he's the one man show for that program. And it's like, man, if you're passionate, like you said, you're willing to put in that work. And I think that's exactly that's where it's. And I think COVID brought that out in people. You know, you've seen who wanted it and who wanted it given to them.
Yes. Yes. There's a lot of Stars that came out of COVID. You know, when I first started using TikTok, I remember just during COVID, just like binge watching all videos. And now, like, the views have increased to thousands to millions. And now you have podcast stars, you have action heroes, now you have people picking up certain artists from TikTok who, you know, like cosplay, right? They're, you know, dressing up as, you know, Batman, Superman, all their favorite superheroes. And now you have these film companies now that are picking up these influencers or these actors and making them a part of their production. And now they're going to be a part of the next Marvel movie or whatsoever. So it really is a good platform, a good vehicle, especially if you don't know anything about the business. At this point, it's really all about the viewers. It's all about the fans. It's all about, you know, who likes you, and the word gets out, you know, and eventually somebody in a higher position somewhere will see it or hear about it and, you know, reach out. So yeah, you really are cutting the middleman. A lot of people don't need a publicist anymore. You don't need, sometimes you don't even need a booking agent anymore. You just need someone who's going to manage your schedule to where you're overbooking yourself.
You see that too, especially, you know, I can't speak so much for the art side as far as music and acting, but I can speak on the podcasting side. You're starting to see how big it's getting. When you start seeing the support elements getting in it, like all these podcast managing companies, these podcast production companies, all the little AI tools and stuff, that tells you that there's a huge market there, because they're building all this stuff for the podcaster. And if it wasn't a growing industry, people are not going to spend the money to develop these or start production companies if they're not going to get their return on their investment. So, and I see it. I mean, we're talking about companies that are charging $2,500 to $5,000 a month to manage your show. And they be made, they may be made 10 shows. I mean, that's a lot of money.
When I was doing Diva Talk Tonight, which is on Tubi, I was doing that for about 7 years. And let me tell you, production is crazy. You need about 15 people on set. You need, and then you need your guests to be there on time. And then if you have an audience, you need them to be there on time, everyone quiet. And then you got to feed everyone. Then you got to, you know, make sure your running time is okay, where you're not going overtime when talking, you know, when interviewing a guest. There is so much to filming a TV show. And I don't know how the hell I pulled it off or how I had the patience to do it. But, you know, and then you have to invest in your set, right? You have to have a really nice set, especially if you want to get picked up anywhere. And gosh, I filmed, I don't know how many episodes of Diva Talk Tonight. We have so many pilots and trailers and episodes, but Tubi 12 episodes for my my last season. And that set I had was very costly, and it was a lot that we had to put into it. But you know what? It was, it all paid off. And shout out to James Earl Rockefeller, who was my director, who actually helped me with the whole setup and helped me with the studio. It looks so professional.
I will tell you, when I was watching, and we're going to show everybody too, but when I was watching your series, it was amazing. I was really impressed. I mean, I was like, oh, she's coming on mine. I don't look nothing like this. Yours look really, really good. While we're on that topic, why don't I go and bring up that a little bit of that episode? I'm going to give you all the little intro and the beginning section of one of her shows. So let me go ahead and bring it on for y'all. All right. All right. So yeah, I am impressed. You did an amazing job. And I don't know how you did it. I really don't, because I'm just in awe.
Yeah.
I mean, where did you guys film this at?
So this was filmed here in the Bay Area.
Okay.
And what we did was, the high school had a visual arts broadcasting department for students who had a passion in film, TV production. And we worked out a partnership with them, and we students to be a part of the production for the show. For them, it was experience. They were like interns in high school, you know? Filming this show. And the show was on Coffee TV, which is a major local network channel here in the Bay Area, broadcast to over 5 million homes. And then we also were broadcasting on KTSF. So these students, we experience with the credentials for them to be a part of production that's on a major local network, was really good. For their resume, giving other students to be ones on when it comes to doing stuff. So it was amazing. It was a lot. And let me tell you, like, all of us are waking up at like 7 in the morning, and we're not done till like 7 p.m.
Wow. Yeah, I and then like you said, you've got the guests that have to be there on time and everything else. So, man, that's a lot of work, but man, it was an amazing product. And I think that's the key. That's the most important part right there. Because if you're not passionate, you're going to get tired and you're going to say, "Well, it's good enough." And it's obvious that you were passionate about this, because it was way beyond good enough. I think we lost you for a second again.
And
you there?
Can you?
Oh, okay. Why don't we go ahead and we're going to go ahead and play the song that I had also picked, because it is amazing the talent that she has. So why don't we go and play that song? And then once we get the communication back, we'll discuss a little bit about where the song came from and how it came about. So right here, we've got Almost Doesn't Count by Kelda Music. All right. So I love that song, by the way. There is a lot of inspiration in it. Where did you come up with this at?
Yes, I'm glad you asked. So in Oakland, here in the Bay Area, a gentleman by the name of Oscar was murdered by the BART. It was a really, really sad situation. And his parents at the Oscar Grant Foundation, and they booked me to perform I think it was actually they were doing an anniversary concert, and they booked me to perform. And I said, you know what? I said, I don't want to come with just some track, you know what I mean, that I've already recorded. I want to make a song specifically just for this. And so I did, and I performed it. The audience loved it. And then it's crazy. This song actually got picked up. My publisher got it placed on Viacom's network, and it actually got placed on Bad Girls Club, which is on Oxygen Channel. It got played on Real World on MTV. And there's been some other placements too. But this track actually has done a lot for me when really I just made it for this simple cause. But it's you know, it's so powerful, and it's at the same time, it's like kind of informative, you know, for the, you know, based on continues, and
absolutely. You know, anytime a song reaches somebody, and I think we hit on this at the beginning of the show, you know, how music is so much more powerful than film. And when songs resonate, man, they explode. And it takes more than that for film, you know. So I said, I was going through your tracks as we were preparing for the interview, and that song resonated to me. I enjoyed that song. So
I love it.
It is interesting how much it's done for you. And as I was going through it, I resonated to it too. So that's the amazing part of art, is when it can reach out and touch multiple people across multiple walks of life, and they can all interpret it to take something from it that means specifically to them. It doesn't matter what the artist had in mind, but they can take pieces of it and resonate to it as well.
Yes. That's why I love being an artist, you know. And you know, with acting, you could do the same too. If you really love that role and you know you could bring out the best in that role, that's why they have method acting, where actually in you do have to go to you know, crazy house. You know what I mean? Experience it's like being cocky and totally unable. Or if you're trying you know, in a film or situations, you have to live out. Broad term, you can do whatever you want when you're a creator, right? So
and again, with the help of social media, I think it puts a little bit more of that creativity in your hands, because there's less people that are needed to help you direct. So, you know, you get the full creativity versus having to compromise with some of these bigger labels who are, you know, more looking at search engine type stuff and promotional types. And sometimes your meaning and your desire kind of gets watered down with all the glam that they're trying to make the money from. So I think that's another great play that social media has helped. It's put that creativity back into the artist's hands. And I think that helps with being genuine, you know. Authentic artists will go way further future than people that can look and play a part. So, hey, why don't I go ahead and bring you forward?
I'm
going to bring you forward. I'm going to give you the opportunity to tell everybody where they can find you and all the ads and everything else. And I've got your website going down here, which, by the way, everybody, is an amazingly well put together website. And You can see all of her videos, all of her music. You can see everything that she's got going on. So grab you some popcorn and a drink, because you're going to be there a minute. She's got a lot going on. So I'm going to bring her forward and give her the opportunity to tell everybody where you can learn more about her.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for having me, first of all. I want you guys to visit my website, keldamusic.com. That's KELDAMUZIK.com. I don't have to give up any socials. All the content is, whether you're on Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat, me, I everything, keldamusic.diva.
All right, I think we lost you there for a second. All right. If you can still hear me, I'm gonna put you in the green room and I will go ahead and do our closing and we'll be right there. Give me 1 second. All right, everybody, man. I'm gonna tell you, if you didn't learn how powerful and how hard it is to have a career like this, then I don't know what you were watching for the last 40 minutes, because the one thing that I struggle with is trying to get everybody promoted equally and try to bring everybody together so that we're all seeing all the authentic art that's out there, the music that's being played, and giving people a chance to put the power back into their hands and live out their dreams. So I hope all of y'all enjoyed this show. I love it. As always, don't let the day kick your ass. Kick the day's ass. We will see y'all next week.